Hit it. Facebook Live. Don't forget, call in.
I'm in beast mode. 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 Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode.
The Kings, people, dog, is who we are. Who is y'all? By yelling, man, I'm kinda working on my raw. While the world tries to persecute me, the line of Judas with me, nothing you can do to me. If he be lifted up, he'll draw all men. Covered by his blood, hashtag all in. I'm suited up, man, I know you hear the armor clanking. Walking, fighting against the spirit, no time for fleshly banging.
No time for fleshly
banging. Ain't got no time for the naysayers. I can do all things, cause I'm strengthened by my savior. Heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the lame walk. But you gotta fast and pray, I tell you, dog. That's kingdom talk.
Kingdom talk. Kingdom
I've been
talk.
Saved and I ain't turning back. Going hard for the kingdom till the day the sky cracks. Life
crack.
Eternally. Man, can you picture that? Paid for by the cross that he bore on his back.
On
the
his
kingdom
back.
Being preached sea to sea and coast to coast. Powered by the Holy Ghost.
I'm in beast mode. 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 I'm in beast mode.
What's going on, good people? Welcome back to another edition of Kingdom Talk Radio. For those of you out there at Kingdom Talk Land, those of you on Facebook Live, what's happening? Yeah, I'm kind of jazzed up tonight. You know what I'm saying? I got off work, didn't have time to change. You know what I'm saying? My daughter got inducted into the National Junior Honor Society. So I had to make that. That's why I scheduled the show so late tonight. But we in, man. How's everybody doing tonight? I pray everybody is well. Don't forget, man, tonight the title of the show is The Glorification of Ignorance. And we're going to really get it in. And we're not going to tarry all night, man. We're going to get it in. We're going to get out. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm hungry. You know what I'm saying? And we're about to go hit Popeyes to get a couple of them $5 deals. You know what I mean? But anywho, I pray everybody's well out there tonight, man. Let's go ahead and set it in order, man. Giving honor to God, whom every day I make the head of my life. To my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom our blessings flow. To my pastor, Bishop Anthony Tettle of the New Hope Worship Center. To my wife, to all of you, my father's children, man. We back. After tonight, man. 3 episodes left of Kingdom Talk Radio. May 23rd will be our last show, man. And we'll see what God has from there. I gotta take a moment, man, just to kind of go through some things right quick. You know what I'm saying? I want to take this time out, you know, before this show begins, before we get into the meat and potatoes. Because like I say, hey, I'm not going to be before y'all all night. You know what I'm saying? It's usually an hour show. I started a half hour late. So, I mean, if it takes an hour to 8:30, we're going to get it in. Those of you who are watching on Facebook Live, if you got questions, go ahead and chime it in. Those of you who are out there in Kingdom Talk land, let's go ahead and, you know, send me a text or whatever the case may be. If you're listening, streaming, you know what I'm saying, you can actually get it in and watch the video live on Facebook. Just go to my page, Tony D. Let me say this, man. I really got to clear my chest about some things. In our walk that we take, each one of us individually on a day-to-day basis, there are some ups, some downs, some ins, some outs. You know what I'm saying? Some highs, some lows, some dark, some light. The whole purpose, you know what I'm saying, of making the walk is that you live and you learn. You know what I'm saying? You learn and you continue to live. At what point or another in our lives, man, we're all guilty of a bad judgment. Now, when I say guilty of bad judgment, I do not mean that it was intentional this or intentional that. You know what I'm saying? Bad judgment. But now the thing is that with bad judgment, you know what I'm saying, comes acceptance. when you know that you made a bad call about something, you know you made a bad decision, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? You keep it going when a bad decision is made. But also, this is the thing, man. A lot of people always talk about accountability. You know what I'm saying? Checks and balances. The thing about accountability right now is, the thing is that especially walking, you know what I'm saying, the walk. There are some days, man, that you go slip and fall. You go scrape your knees, you know what I'm saying? You go skin up your elbows, but you get back up, you know what I'm saying? And when you got to help me, you know what I'm saying, you pick it up and you keep pushing. The thing is right now is know where you stand. You know what I'm saying? Regardless on where you fall, it's where you get back up and how you get back up. And the thing about accountability is this. If there's room for accountability or room about a questionable call, even in sports, they do a replay. They go back, they assess the situation, see what was what, you know what I'm saying, from attention to action, whatever the case may be. And then a call is rendered, you know what I'm saying, even in court, you know what I'm saying, before the judge rules a jury, you know what I'm saying, goes over the evidence. The thing is right now out here, man, there are people and individuals playing on people's intelligence. And the thing is, whether you saved, unsaved, or whatever the case may be, the thing is, if you have an issue with someone and you want to know what's what, a lot of times we assume things and then we tarnish people's name. You know what I'm saying? And if a person is wrong, they flat out wrong. But the thing is, if you want to hold somebody accountable, you go to that person. Hey, what's up with this? Hey, what's up with that? Because now we all get misled and mishaps happen because of what we felt should or shouldn't have happened. And I'm talking, you know what I'm saying, especially about our people in Christ. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, if you want to hold one another accountable, you know, if your brother falls or if you see them stumble, you go and you lift them up. The thing is, if you go and tell the world that you think that they stumbled, but you didn't really see them fall, then it creates confusion. Watch your six out here, man, because there's a lot going on. And the thing is at the end of the day, you know, we all have to account for what we do or what we don't do, for what we say or what we don't say. But at the end of the day, only what you do for the kingdom and for the Christ and for Christ will stand. And if you know you've made a bad decision somewhere, you know what I'm saying, down the road, hey, you repent, you keep it pushing. But then there's also that time, you know what I'm saying, that it's kind of like in basketball. You coming down the court, you on the fly, and you throw a pass. You know where you thought you wanted the pass to go, but it didn't go that way. Hey, you say, my bad, you keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't intentional for me to make a turnover. So, y'all, keep your head up out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Because things are happening. And you got to make sure that you know that you know that you know that you know where you stand and where you are and what you believe in. Because trust and believe, man, there are some people and some situations out here that will take you, your name, your integrity for granted. And if you don't have a support system that'll hold you up, that you can talk to, whatever the case may be, and if you don't know personally where you stand, whether it's in your house, in your relationship, whatever the case may be, people will play on it. Like, seriously. And as I said before, if there's a situation where you made a bad call, you made the bad call, and you keep it pushing. So, man, y'all know me. On tonight, man, we gonna go jump right into the topic, man, the glorification of ignorance, because, like I said, I'm not going to hold y'all, like, really, really long, because I started late. I'm always thankful, man, of everybody that continues to watch and tune in to Kingdom Talk Radio week in, week out. Once again, we're live on Facebook. I want to get a book or something to prop this up, and I hate this up angle. I'm glad I ain't got nothing in my nose here. But what prompted this show right here was a video that I had seen on Facebook, man. It was either yesterday or the day before yesterday. There were two young men fighting in the middle of the street. And there was a crowd of individuals watching them. And this guy comes walking up the street out of nowhere, and he parts them. And he's trying to talk to him like, hey, y'all brothers, you know what I'm saying? What y'all fighting for? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? And you know, they mad. They ready to throw blows or whatever. So, you know, this gentleman comes in between them. And he's like, hey, what y'all fighting for? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, one guy was like, well, he tried to step to me. The other guy was like, he tried to step to me. Whatever the case may be. So as he continued to get them to calm down, he showed them their friends. And while they're in the heat of the battle, their friends are laughing, they're recording, they're cracking jokes. And a young man said, he say, look at this. These ain't your friends. See, because if these were your friends in your most vulnerable time, in your most vulnerable hour, why would they be laughing at you? If these were your friends, your true friends, when you hurt, they hurt. When you mad, they mad. When you happy, they happy. You know what I'm saying? And it really put a lot. I need to find a book or something. I'll do that during a song. But it really put a lot on my mind about the world in general. It's funny how Vines and World Star have taken off. There are billions of followers of these sites watching, and I'm going to say it, man, watching especially black people demean and degrade themselves. We see a fight kick off, and instead of us trying to preserve what we want to say is our culture, instead of us trying to preserve life, we indulge in it and we gratify it. A fight breaks out in the school. You hear the background, World Star, and somebody's taping it, and everybody's sitting around laughing versus someone trying to stop it. Now. Please don't allow me to be a hypocrite, you know what I'm saying? Because back in the day, I understand. You know what I'm saying? I was part of some of the same behavior. Now, it wasn't to that level. You know what I'm saying? You boot up, bing, 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 bing. It was a wrap. You know what I'm saying? Shook hands, whatever the case may be. You live to fight another day. But it's like nowadays, you know what I'm saying, that these young people, man, they have a fascination with blood. They have a fascination with violence. It's like it's fueling some type of rage that's going on within them. And the thing is, see, what really, really, really brought to attention a few weeks ago when the young man killed the older guy in Cleveland. A video was shared on Facebook so many times. It took Facebook like 45 minutes to an hour to get to it. And let me put a pin right there. Last week, as I did Kingdom Talk Radio, I played Molly music at the end of the video, I believe. And as I tried to upload that onto Facebook Live, it pretty much told me that I couldn't upload that video because of copyright infringement. And it had the name of the song that I played. And I was like, what? But I ended up posting it anyway. I'm like, hey, I'm a radio host, you know what I'm saying? And it's free proprietorship, you know what I'm saying, if I've paid for the music. Anyway, so I just really don't understand how this live killing that took place was caught on camera and uploaded, but that's another story for another show, probably not in my short time left. So what I'm saying is that all this violence and stuff gets uploaded. World Star gets uploaded. But hey, y'all, please bear with me, because as soon as it happens to within outside of our race, or one of our race, we claiming discrimination. Really, y'all, on live? Yeah, I did. We talk about discrimination. We talk about hate crimes. We talk about things like that. And look, y'all, please, I am not excusing anything that happens to our people, any way, shape, form, or fashion, anywhere, any way, color, creed. But what I'm simply saying is, if I'm not holding myself accountable at my house, at my job, with my family, or whatever it is that I've chose to do for a living, How can I hold somebody else accountable for their house, for their job, for their family? So the thing is if we as a community are not banding together, number one, to keep the violence out of our streets, to keep the drugs out of our neighborhoods, to make sure that our kids don't come up missing, even if Miss Jones and Mr. Jones, they stay at opposite ends of the block. Hey, you know this bus come at 3:30, I'm going to watch them on my half of the block. You watch them on your half of the block to make sure our kids are safe. And then parents, we got to hold our kids accountable to curfews and be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. We're at a point in time, man, to where our children will rather watch fights and twerk videos than to learn something to better themselves. And I think that this is a sad day, a sad time in society where the love of many have waxed cold for one another. We've all been guilty of being amazed at these knockout videos and, you know, watching these videos and laughing. But the thing is that we're colonizing ourselves. What we don't understand is that when we expose our brains to something that we've never seen before, when we expose our emotions to something that has never happened before, that first time is like a shock to the system. I remember back in the 70s and the 80s, there were certain images on TV that would not be portrayed, things like rape, things like murder. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you would not see the act take place. Now there's glorification in those types of acts, in movies and in videos and in blogs and things like that. And I really do feel that once we are pre-exposed to a murder, once we are pre-exposed to a suicide, once we are pre-exposed to rape, once we have been pre-exposed to, you know what I'm saying, sex trafficking, once we have been pre-exposed to kids being kidnapped, it does something to our psyche. It does something to our mind. We're not as alert. We're not as on guard. You know, I look at back at the time when I was in high school, I went to Sumner. And up until I was about 14, 15, you know what I'm saying, gunshots were not a normal part of my life. You know, so when I got 16, 17 running the streets, man, it didn't matter. Wherever you heard gunshots, bow, 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 you was running. Now, here I am, you know what I'm saying, many years later in my life, I heard gunshots. Now, it's like, oh, that was a gunshot. Not knowing if it was outside my window, in my backyard, up the street, down the street, whatever the case may be. And I think that when we get pre-exposed to things like that, that our awareness starts to decrease. See, the thing is that if you look at back when the Amber Alert system first started, we were getting alerts all the time. This child missing, that child missing. You know what I'm saying? And it's for many people that are missing right now, and I'm saying right here in St. Louis, where are these Amber Alerts? I really want to know. We got all these signs at grocery stores and at Stop and Shops and wherever the case may be of minors, of young people. I'm talking about 18 and under that are missing. Where's the Amber Alert? See, I believe the Amber Alert, y'all, please, I am not being insensitive about this situation, but I really want to show you how the system works. Back in the day, man, an Amber Alert would go off. Kind of like the boy who cried wolf story. Y'all know how that story is. An Amber Alert would go off. You'd be in a restaurant, at church, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be, and that Amber Alert would go off. And everybody, I don't care if you had a government phone, a minute phone, if you didn't have no minutes on your phone, shoot, even if your phone was off, if your phone was getting a signal, you were getting that Amber Alert. If your phone was on silent, you know what I'm saying, that Amber Alert would sound off. And if you look at when that system first came out, there were many Amber Alerts taking place, and kids were being found. And now, as the system has carried on, it's like when we hear an Amber Alert, how many of us actually read them now? And I want you to be honest with yourself. How many of us look at the vehicle, the license plates, the description of the child, the description of the person? It's like we turn a blind eye to it because we've been pre-exposed to it for so long. We look at the city of St. Louis, man, one of the highest murder rates in the country. At one point, we were the highest. We were the number one and number two most dangerous city to live in. If it's so much equality, if it's so much, you know what I'm saying, want to march for this and want to band together for that, why are we not doing it in the places we call home? But yet, when someone helps a young lady across the street, when someone holds the door for someone, when someone is feeding someone that's on the corner because they're homeless or giving them clothes, when someone is buying someone's groceries at the grocery store, we don't hear about that type of stuff. We're numb to good deeds. And it really makes me feel like that we're in a failing system. I'm looking at the fact that nowadays that entertainment is way more important than education. You know, I was watching the news last week, and there was a school that was mad because parents were trying to stop sex education because they felt like these kids were in middle school and they should not be learning about sexual orientation and things in middle school. And me personally, I agree. And there are some people that live alternative lifestyles, and that's your lifestyle, man. That's you. But they are fighting the school, saying that my child has the right to know about this and my child has the right to know about that. But the thing is that at the end of the day, you expose my child to something. And now, depending on how you expose them to it, I don't think that they were ready. So now I got to explain this to my child. Now you've pre-exposed my child to something that they had no business knowing about at such an early age. But now it's all over the news because you feel like people feel like they're being oppressed. I mean, my God, people, man, we've become so sensitive now. Freedom of speech is only freedom of speech if nobody is offended. And the thing is that we're not going to like everything that somebody has to say. We're not going to like everything somebody posts. We're not going to like the way some people live their lives. I made a post earlier today, and I can't remember because it came to me. It said, some people throw shade. Some people shed light. Some people expose, while many others Photoshop. Which one are you? What is your motive? See, a lot of times people shed light on a situation, but only want to give you half of the story. They only want to give you one side. Sometimes people want to expose people just by snatching the veil back and never even hearing what that other person has to say about the situation. They just want to say what they want to say and call it a day. Some other people Photoshop, meaning they take a bit of truth and they add whatever they want to add to it. And people are dying over stuff like this, but we glorify it. We love it. It's like, wow. Has the love for man really waxed that cold at this point in time? I mean, the thing is right now, y'all, and some of y'all are really finna backlash me for saying this. If we're following the motive of Christ, man, and following what Christ really did, Christ came across the Sadducees, the Pharisees. He came across sinners. He came across Jews, Gentiles, whatever the case may be. He treated them all the same way. He loved them. In our communities right now, I'm pretty sure there's someone in our community that doesn't look like us, that doesn't dress like us, that doesn't act like us, that don't smell like us. Let's keep it real. When was the last time you stopped and showed that person some compassion? See, because sometimes we don't know how the world is beating down on somebody. We don't know what in the world that person is going through. We don't know where that person is headed. That could be a lady at the grocery store that's buying her some lunch meat and bread that's getting ready to go bury her son. There may be a husband that's at the laundromat learning how to do clothes because his wife passed. There may be a child sitting at Burger King or McDonald's sitting by themselves, not having enough to get that meal so they can eat because their parents are strung out on drugs. But we want to listen to, what's the song, man? Molly Percocet, whatever the case may be. Seriously? Not even worried about the repercussions or ramifications of that. We are so far in our own world that the thing is that people take a portion of the truth and then they present it how they want it to present alternative facts and present it the way that they want to present it. And many times before we even get the scoop on a situation, we've already reacted out of emotion. Let me tell y'all something, man. There are some situations that if emotions were allowed to take over, some people's lives would be a whole lot different right now. We've gotten to the point, man, that we think it's okay when our young men and our young women could just be gunned down in the street and no one wants to take responsibility. When our people are laying in the street like dogs, but let an officer do it. Excuse me. I know, right? That was horrible. Let some person of another color do it. Now we want to march and rally. Those families don't deserve justice as well, man. The young lady that was sleeping in her house that got hit by the stray bullet last week, she don't deserve justice. The young lady that's fighting for her life in Illinois right now that got shot in the chest while she was asleep 2 o'clock in the morning, she don't deserve justice. We can't turn a blind eye to what we want to turn a blind eye to. Then half of us talk about the system is rigged. Of course, the system is going to constantly be rigged if you're not watching what the system does. That's like somebody like me. Okay, I don't know how to play, gin rummy. Don't know how to play it at all. That's like me getting dealt my first hand in gin rummy and somebody else wins and me talking about, man, y'all cheating, it's rigged. But I don't know the rules. I see Mr. Jimmy Matthews was on, and he actually was running for mayor as well. And Mr. Matthews, if you're still watching, one of the things that really disappointed me in this past year's mayor election, everybody's want to talk about change. And see, I don't know much about Mayor Crewson, so, you know what I'm saying? But I'm stating the fact that I saw. There were 3 to 4 African-American candidates on this ballot. And instead of us rallying behind one person, we split the African-American vote 3 or 4 or 5 ways. And therefore, I believe it was Tashard Jones lost by like 3 or 4%, if I'm correct. Because these other candidates, and I hate to say stole votes because I'm pretty sure they had their followers as well, but we split the vote from everybody trying to be the head person in charge instead of creating a system. Well, if I go, you my assistant, you this, you that, you that. Now everybody has a seat to the table. But it seems like everybody wants to be at the head of the table. What is considered the head of the table? It depends on where you're standing. And it depends on where you're sitting. See, when I grew up, the head of the table was at the side. So in some places, the head of the table is the big chair in the middle. But does it matter if we're coming together on one accord? As we continue to glorify songs and glorify artists that have no bearing, shape, form, or fashion about your well-being. When these local people are trying to open their grocery stores and we're trying to go in for a hookup, but this is how they're eating. But if you had your own business and your own services, how would you go shave prices if this is how your family eats? Do you know that the black dollar does not circulate a full time before it goes out of the black community? It's like 0.7 something, not even one time. And y'all know me, I'm spitting the facts for what they are about. At the end of the day, it's like we've just gotten so caught up on give me a little more Jesus, and we forgot about who we are and who God called us to be. We want to go sit on the pew, then we wipe our hands and say I'm through, when we got a whole life to live out here. Holding each other accountable, fasting and praying, going to your brother or your sister when they're having a down moment, not glorify their fall. Perfect example, man. Mr. Jerry, the Subway dude. Big story, that Jerry got caught with kiddie porn. And I hate to say it like that, y'all, but he got caught with kiddie porn. They had him on the news, like one day or two. Subway dropped him, and you didn't hear nothing else about it until he got charged. But there are other choice individuals that have done things, and they're plastered on the news day in, day out, week in, week out. They get out of jail. They're following them. It's all on TV. The young man in South Carolina, Dylan Roof, I think was his name, that shot up that church. Do you know that after he shot up that church that there were members of that community that believed it? Follow me when I say this, man. I'm not glorifying it, but I'm trying to show the double standard here, okay? So I'm not glorifying it. But after he did that, there were members of the Ku Klux Klan and other white supremacist groups that actually came to his aid. But we hear about our people getting locked up for a speeding ticket. We turn our back on them. Where's the community in that? We're at the date and time right now, man, that we got to start pulling each other together. We're on the brink of war every day. But what we fail to understand that we're already fighting the biggest war of all, the battle of the mind. We're living in a situation in civilization right now that people love to glorify your mishaps. But no one cares about your rehab. People glorify your hurt, but nobody's there to help you heal. Wow. This is life, huh? This is what we're about. This is where the world has become. This is what we've come to. That we relish, that we embrace the hurt of others. That we smile at others' misfortune. Our young kids are in schools beating each other senseless, fighting at basketball and football games to where no one can watch a decent game anymore. You can't go to a sporting event without being robbed. You can't really walk to your car without being on guard. With so many churches being in the area, in the city, I don't understand why this city is still such a mess. I'm going to say it like this. A community is a community. All right? That means there's a common goal between yourself and someone else. That makes community. We're trying to live. We're trying to start a family. We're trying to survive. We're trying to live our lives. That doesn't matter if the person next door to you is Muslim, the person to the right of you is Buddhist, even if the person across the street from you is atheist. What's the common goal for the community? Protect our children. Protect our neighborhood. We've gotten so to the fact that we feel like that only our opinion matters. Our opinion doesn't matter. When Christ sat down and he fed the 5,000, it didn't say everybody was saved. But there was a need at that point in time. When Christ healed people, the lame man, the blind man, He asked what their sins, were. He asked them to confess. He asked, what is it that you would have me do? That I may walk, that I may have sight. He gave them instructions. Go forth and sin no more. Even when the people around them were trying to glorify them. I'm sorry, not glorify them, but glorify their sin. I believe in one situation with the blind man that was calling out to him, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." They were asking, who sinned, his mother or his father? And as he was trying to cry out, the people that was by him was trying to get him to shut up. And Christ called him out. None of us are without sin. We all fall short. But the thing is that we're living in a time now that is glorified. Our ignorance is put on front stage. And I'm not naive enough to just sit here and think that only black people on the world start beating each other's brains out and fighting and acting silly. Come on, y'all. I know it's more than just us. But until we take a stand, until we take a stance and say, not in my community, not in my city, if we not go stand for respect, who else do we feel like is going to respect us? I'm going to take a quick break. Right quick. Oh, I don't know what I want to play because it got really deep. Yeah, I was listening to this earlier, man. This is Brian Trejo, man, riding on my shoulders. We'll be right back with more Kingdom Talk on Blog Talk very shortly. Those of you on Facebook Live, I got to step away right quick, man, but enjoy the music.
I got life sitting on my shoulders. Skinny old me, yeah, little old me, but I'm pushing, I'm waiting till my fate gets swollen. I got a lot sitting on my shoulders. Skinny old me, yeah, little old me, but I'm pushing, I'm waiting till my fate gets swollen. See, the husband is the head, and the wife is like the neck. God gave her to uphold you, to encourage and respect. See, God can take this good little boy and turn him to a man. At the same time, a foolish person can tear their house down with their hands. If you knew that you would win, maybe then you wouldn't doubt. You on the outside looking in, guys on the inside looking out. Now, when you hurt the only people that love you, it leaves you helpless. If it's everybody's fault but your own, that makes you selfish. See, jealousy, anger, man, mixed with fits of rage. So insecure, man, to the fact, it'll make us act a different way. See, resentment is an instrument, and it leads us all to misery. My closest enemy has always been my enemy. I want to change the world, I know I gotta begin with me. Lord, look into this heart of mine and take whatever sins in me. Of a Christian, man, that's simple. One who serves with humility and refuses to live simple. He protects and he provides. He confesses and he confides. Defeat the flesh, I feel refreshed. And I'm not wise in my own eyes. Nah. I got a lot riding on my shoulders. Skinny old me, yeah, little old me. But I'm pushing, I'm waiting till my fate gets swollen. I got a lot riding on my shoulders. Skinny old me, yeah, little old me. But I'm pushing, I'm waiting till my fate gets swollen. Now you wanna call me cause you wanna be down. See that I'm in trouble, you know where to be found. See the look up on your face when I got off the ground. Started bouncing around, started shouting around. Now you wanna call me cause you wanna be down. See that I'm in trouble, you know where to be found. See the look up on your face when I got off the ground. Started bouncing around, started shouting around. Saying curse are the ones who curse me. Blessed are the ones who bless me. See God protect me cause I God's anointed. It's a God appointed, boy you're not anointed. Saying curse are the ones who curse me. But blessed are the ones who bless me. See God protect me cause I God anointed. It's a God appointed, boy, you not anointed. Tell you, you would throw stones at me, huh? You would aim chrome at me, right? You would throw stones at me, and you would aim chrome at me. I got a lot riding on my shoulders. Skinny old me, yeah, little old me. But I'm pushing, I'm waiting till my fate gets swollen. I got a lot riding on my shoulders. Skinny old me, yeah, little old me. But I'm pushing, I'm waiting till my fate gets swollen. See, the husband is the head, and the wife is like the neck. God gave her to uphold you, to encourage and respect. See, God can take this good little boy and turn him to a man. At the same time,
they house down with their hands. If you knew that you would win, maybe then you wouldn't doubt. You on the outside looking in, guys on the inside looking out. Now when you hurt the only people that love you, that leaves you helpless. If it's everybody's fault but your own, that makes you selfish. Hey, jealousy, anger, they mix with fits of rage. So insecure, man, to the fact, can I make her act a different way? See, resentment is an instrument, and it'll lead us all to misery. My closest enemy has always been the enemy. I wanna change the world, but I know I gotta begin with me. Lord, look into this heart of mine and take whatever sin in me. A clear description of a Christian, man, that's simple. One who serves with humility and refuses to listen. He protects and he provides. He confesses and he confides. To beat the flesh, I feel refreshed, and I'm not wise in my own eyes.
All right, y'all. I'm back. I had to make a run right there. I told you, man, bro. I'm hungry. I had to go, you know what I'm saying, talk to the wife about food, whatever the case may be. But that's Brian Trejo, man, with Riding on My Shoulders. Pastor Chad, Sluggeroo, Marvell. Salute, brothers. How y'all doing, man? So as I come back, man, get ready to wind down, man, talking about the glorification of ignorance. The thing is, right now, out here in this day and age, man, real recognizes real. Too many times when we get a title, when we get a position, when we get a name for ourselves, we tend to start looking down upon people instead of realizing, hey, at the end of the day, man, I breathe just like you breathe. I bleed just like you bleed. Put my shoes on just like you do as well. There may be an opportunity in my life for me to fall, for me to stumble. Can you hear me now? How about now, Chad? Give me an update right quick. Can you hear me now? I'm going to wait on his reply right quick. Really? I don't know what happened. Can anybody else out there? Oh, okay. You can hear me now. Thumbs up. Can you hear me? All righty. So if you're out there in Kingdom Talk Land, man, or you right here, right on chat. So check this out, man. If you're on Facebook Live right now, go ahead and shoot me a question. You know what I'm saying? I'll read the question, give you a true answer. You know what I'm saying? As we get ready to continue to move on. But as I was stating was, is that sometimes we seem like that we get a position or a role, especially within the church, and now we're dignified all of a sudden. And the thing is that when we're dignified all of a sudden, we forget where we came from, what we did, and how we got where we are now. We forget about the people that we dealt with before we got where we are and before our mindset changes, like we leave people. Now, I understand that some people, man, are not going to feel the way that you feel and not going to change when you change, and that is okay. It really is. But we can't complain if we're not willing to change. If we're not willing to get out here in these streets, man, I'll answer that, Chad. If we're not willing to get out here in these streets, man, and if we're not willing to get shoulder to shoulder with these people, man, it doesn't matter nothing about the gear. It matters nothing about your doctorate degree. It matters nothing about how many people you pastor. How big is your heart? How big is your love? So Chad wants to ask what's next for Kingdom Instructed Ministries. Man, that is before the throne right now, dude. And I'm going to say this in the simplest way possible. There's so much that I want to do, and I'm kind of scatterbrained about it right now. You know what I'm saying? I got to get a focus, man, and I know I do. I want to work on, you know what I'm saying, feeding the needy, clothing them, you know what I'm saying? I want to work with a group of people, man, that's going to bring attention to the real dilemmas that we have, especially here in this city, homelessness. And the thing is that what we fail to realize is that people get thrown out on get thrown on under the bus on the news, man, for being slumlords or whatever the case may be. And we've forgotten that the city of Missouri is one of the – I mean, I'm sorry. The city of St. Louis is one of the biggest slumlords. I'm talking about the city itself, where people default on their houses and default on their loans, or they don't pay their taxes when their house is actually taken, stays vacant for years, and it deteriorates. And my thing would be for these houses, if people can get into these houses and fix up these houses, why not let those who have – okay, let me say this. Put a pin right there. Y'all hold me to that. Chad, hold me to that. When I was working at Bank of America on Lindell, and even working at Bank of America now, there are some people that are getting pensions, Social Security, disability from the military that don't have a home. They're walking around and all their possessions are in a backpack. Every first of the month, a third of the month, they walk to the bank. They need a new debit card for the simple fact, a temporary debit card for the simple fact they don't have a hard address to mail a debit card to. So therefore, they come into the bank for the first of this month to get a temporary debit card to last them 30 days until they get their money again. Then they come in right back on the first of the month next month. So they're going through 12 debit cards a year, because they don't have an address for us to mail a debit card to. And no, we cannot, you know what I'm saying, mail it to the financial center. So as I'm seeing that, I'm like, dude, there is so much opportunity right there. There's a 2 or 3 or 4 bedroom, you know what I'm saying? The thing is that the city ought to be able to get together and say, hey, we got these vets. You know what I'm saying? This house is not ragged. It's a 2 or 3 bedroom. Let's try to get these vets in this house. Let them pay the back taxes on it. The house is paid for, so why charge the people who have served and fought for our country any extra money? Just let them pay the back taxes, you know what I'm saying, or the taxes going forward. Businesses. The only way businesses are really going to thrive in St. Louis is for the lawmakers to get a grasp of business themselves. See, when people start making that money and they sitting behind desks and they start telling people where to come and where to go and what to do, they forget about things. Out here in North County, man, if anybody that's watching stays out here in North County, you see all the derelict buildings that can be used for business, for daycares, for schools. You know what I'm saying? We steady opening up casinos and jails, but we're steady shutting down schools because of lack of accreditation. Well, who in the hell is going to run these programs in the government if our accreditation is still being lost? That's another show, man. That's another story. So coming back, Chad. See, I had you. So coming back, man, my goal is to want to since I have more time on my hands, being with the bank, and praise God for that, to start working abreast some of these lawmakers, to really start pinpointing. A lot of times when we meet our lawmakers, we want to yell and scream and not understand. I know that there's more to a law, to a bill, than just us wanting it to be introduced. But I think that we need to come together with plans and present it for our particular neighborhoods. Whatever neighborhood that you're in, you see a derelict building, let's make a proposal. If that building is derelict and it's not collecting any tax dollars, any money that that building gets is going to bring funds into that city. That's what I want to be on. And learning these ins and outs of the system, working at the bank right now, is really helping me to educate myself and to educate my people. So with Kingdom Instructed Ministries, man, I know God is placing me somewhere great. He's placing me amongst, you know what I'm saying, people that's going to help get this job done. So that's where I am, man. I'm not going to jump out on the deep end, you know what I'm saying, to God say go. And at this point in time, he has not said go. With me stopping Kingdom Talk Radio, that will free me up to do other things. And that may be how Kingdom Instructed Ministries really gets its footing, so I don't have so much on my plate. So as of right now, man, you know, we still Diplomat Ministry supporters, 100%. Love you, bro. Bonnie Morgan, Lil D said, I understand the injustices and unfair treatment for the minority, but why is it so difficult for us as believers not to be naive as to see? I'm sorry. Why is it difficult for us even as believers, not to be naive, but to see all people as God's creation and not categorize people by race. Man, Lil D, man, that is an awesome question. We're taught pride. I need to do a time check here, y'all. I'm sorry. All right. We have been taught pride, black pride, and I understand, you know, okay, Chad, I'm about to throw you under the bus right quick, like seriously. My brother Chad, man, if y'all really know Chad, the diplomat Mitchell, man, I'm sorry, y'all got a little earache going on. He's my right hand. Love that dude. I mean, love that dude, like seriously. And I'm sorry, I just got a text message from my wife. All right, wife, plan B, okay? But or something else. Whatever y'all choose, I'm fine with. I'm sorry, y'all. She getting dinner, and dinner is not going as planned. So, wife, whatever you come up with, it is what it is. But I think, well, okay, with Chad. Chad, I believe, is part Scottish and African-American. And one of the things that really intrigued me about Chad is, like, one of the first times I went over his house, man, he has, like, the Scottish flag, and he has some memorabilia, you know what I'm saying, of his homeland, you know, because that's part of his heritage, up on his wall. Irish, there we go. I got the ish right. My bad, man. I am so sorry. Please forgive me, man. Yeah, y'all, like, right next door, though. He has the memorabilia and stuff, you know what I'm saying, in his house. And at the same time, he's just as concerned about, you know what I'm saying, black lives, and not only black lives, but all lives. Please, nobody start on the rant. You can say all lives, but we, y'all know what I'm saying. But he's equally as concerned about his Irish side versus his African-American side, as well as brothers and sisters in Africa, brothers and sisters in China, all around the world. Pride is a dangerous thing, you know what I'm saying? We say black pride, black pride. Yes, I am proud to be who I am, but I'm very proud to be a child of God at the end of the day. And being a child of God at the end of the day is knowing that I'm not going to always get it right. But see, some people start to categorize you by your skin color, and no, it is not right. If we all really looked at the end of the day, God created image and his likeness. We all have the characteristics of God, regardless of our color. And we really have to go back and look at why we have color. Color is not because somebody is less inferior or more superior. Color is simply over the thousands and thousands and thousands of years that we've been on this planet. We've evolved as humans to our environments. Just like China, want to know why their eyes are slanted? Is because of the sand and the way that the sun shines. Look it up. You know what I'm saying? The sun is so hot in Africa. That's why, based on those different countries, based on how the weather is there, you got Ethiopians, you got light-skinned Ethiopians, you got dark-skinned Ethiopians. You know what I'm saying? The thing is at the end of the day, we've evolved because of where we are. And if people don't understand that at the end of the day, that if I get shot, you get shot, I get cut, you get cut, that red is going to spill, then I don't know what to tell us. You have to be an ignorant person, seriously, man, to think that because of your color. So you have to be able to think that your color gives you more right over someone, whether you stole them and sold them into slavery, whether you raped and pillaged, whether you bought them from slavery, whatever the case may be. And no, blacks were not the only slaves. So let's really get that clicking in our heads. But real talk, you know what I'm saying? The thing is that at the end of the day, our love is transparent, man, above all things. Brother Barney, at the end of the day, man, if we don't have that love that Christ showed, and as I said early in the show, man, Christ went through Jews and Gentiles. You know what I'm saying? You look at back in the day, the Gentiles, I believe, were called dogs. You know what I'm saying? How is it a human being that we can see fit to call somebody a dog? But the thing is that Christ didn't care who he showed the love to, man. Hey, you got a need, I'm right. Even the Roman soldier was like, hey, like you, I'm a man under authority. You know what I'm saying? I tell people to go, they go. I tell people to come, they come. All you got to do is say the word. You ain't got to go. The same Roman soldiers, the centurion soldiers that ended up crucifying Christ, he still blessed one of his men. And you don't think that Christ, being of the Father, all-knowing, didn't see it coming? Look at the disciples, man. All 12 of the disciples were not from the same walk of life. It was diversity. I truly believe there were some kinky-haired disciples. Like, real talk. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be real. I believe that there were some very dark disciples. Look at the part of the world that we're in. Adam means dark earth. But I'm not going to get into that right here. We all came from the Father at the end of the day. So it is what it is, man. If you hate one and love the other, the thing is that we're showing pride. And if we're putting pride in a race, that means that we're putting ourselves above God. We're the God race, man. Like, real talk, Psalms 82:6. For you are God, children of our Most High. So what about the light-skinned disciples? Really, Chad? I think Peter was light-skinned, man. He was very angry. But anyway, bless y'all, man. This little, you know what I'm saying, Facebook Live thing with Kingdom Talk Radio has really been a blessing. You know, it's a blessing, man, to end out these three shows in this fashion. It's bittersweet, man. Like I said, we've done over 5 years. Y'all have hung in there with us, man. Y'all have hung out with us. What's up, bro? Peace and blessings unto you, man. So we got three shows left. I'm taking ideas for the shows. Inbox me, Facebook me, text me, whatever the case may be. I want the last show, man, to like be a straight blast, dude. I want to do a 2-hour show. I did the anniversary show, you know what I'm saying, a week ago, man, and it was like there was no love on the show, but it's all good. I'm going to do a 2-hour show, man, on the 23rd, a farewell. You know, we go Facebook Live it the whole time. But at the end of the day, man, you know, I need to check my time. All right, I got like 2 minutes. At the end of the day, I'm humbled. I'm humbled at the fact that God has brought me so far, but yet I still have so far to go. I'm humbled at the fact that I know that anything is possible. Yeah, you hear. And I'm humbled at the fact that I have such great people around me at all times to hold me up. God bless you all. God keep you, man. A quick prayer. I had 0.5 on a while back, a softball prayer, man. Father God, heaven, come before you. We thank you once again just for who you are and what you continue to do in our lives, individually and collectively. Continue to bring us together in love, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And let us not exalt ourselves upon one another, but let us always be mindful of who you are. Lord, if we've done anything, knowing or unknowingly, that's against you or against one another, oh God, we ask that we forgive those that trespass against us, and we ask that you forgive as well. Lord, we thank you just for being who you are. Continue to strengthen us, guide us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Always remember, y'all, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Faith without works is dead. It's Tony Dyson signing off in the man cave. I love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. More Kingdom Talk back next week, 7 o'clock. Tune in. Hey, you might as well hang in. Otherwise, you hanging out. Love y'all.